Miss Monet.
Hey, how are you? I'm great.
Good. How are you doing this afternoon?
Amazingly well.
Good. I am so happy to have you on the phone right now. We're going to talk about open spaces that's going to be coming here to Kansas City. And, of course, Kansas City's own Janelle Monae on the phone with us right now. Coming through October, how is life for you right now, Janelle Monae?
Well, I'm extremely excited to be coming home. I grew up going to the Starlight Theater and watching some of my favorite performers. So this is a dream come true. This is going to be a night to remember. The fact that Open Spaces reached out to me and we're going to be partnering on just an unforgettable experience and also showcasing contemporary art, both visual and performance, is a huge deal because I'm a big supporter of the arts in general. So Kansas City, get your ticket. This is my only stop for my Dirty Computer album tour. So come out.
Got to come through and check out this great show. And, of course, you mentioned the album Dirty Computer. You're enjoying the success of that album. Tell me about the growth with this album.
Well, you know, it's inspired by my community. It's inspired by my honesty around everything that has been going on in this world. And I know that's a lot, but I think what I wanted to do was celebrate those who I felt needed to be celebrated. Those in the LGBTQIA community, black women, black men, minorities, immigrants, poor folks. You know, I grew up to working class parents. My mom was a janitor. My dad was, you know, someone who was a trash man. My stepdad, who's just like my dad, worked at the post office. So I want to uplift those who've been pushed to the margins of society by this current administration and those in the position of power. And I wanted us to feel seen, feel loved, feel celebrated with Dirty Computer.
Yes. Janelle Monae is coming here to Kansas City Starlight Theater. Make sure you get more information on our website at kprs.com. You mentioned art earlier. How important is art to you, and what would you like to see happen as far as here in Kansas City and just over the country, period, with art?
Well, growing up in Kansas City, you know, I lost a lot of friends due to violence, due to gun violence in particular, and it was the arts that saved me, that kept me from, you know, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. If I didn't have mentors in Kansas City, Kansas, like Mr. Ammons and Ms. Zig at F.L. Schlegel High School, I don't know if I would even be as far as I am right now. You know, it was the arts programs at the Coterie Theater, Young Playwrights Roundtable that kept me focused, and performing at the Gym Theater that kept me focused and made me feel like this could be a real career and not, you know, just a hobby or something that I love doing on the side. So I hope to partner with more arts programs, more anti-violence programs, more programs that are centered around the LGBTQIA youth. Those are things that matter to me, and I hope to do more in those areas as it pertains to my city, Kansas City.
Yes, no doubt. All right, one more question I have to ask you. What's coming up? What's next for you in here in the near future, the rest of 2018 and upcoming here in 2019?
Well, right now I'm still on tour, and I'll be at the Global Citizens Festival in New York City with Cardi B, with Janet Jackson, John Legend. I'm super excited about doing that this weekend. I think I will also be taking on a couple movie roles. I have a movie coming out in around Christmas time, and it's called Welcome to Marwen. And that's going to be a big one. Hopefully it was a movie that was near and dear to my heart and spirit. So check that out. But right now I'm just focused on promoting this show and getting everybody out at the Starlight Theater. Get your tickets. This is going to be an unforgettable experience.
Yeah. We're going to get you an EGOT award too, huh?
You know what? If it happens, it happens. But shout out to John Legend.
Yes.
First black man, youngest EGOT. winner. I think that makes me feel proud of the skin that I'm in.
Yes. I appreciate your time, Miss Monae. Thank you for everything and look forward to seeing you when you come back to the city.
Yep, you too. God bless. Thank you.
Have a good one. Nice talking to you again.
All right.